Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Angela is looking for a second date update with this guy named Trevor. Hey, Angela.
Hey there.
So you go on a date, you get blown off. I think we've all been through that at least once. I'm sorry this is just something you're dealing with now, but we would like to help you with that. If we can't get a second date for you, then let's at least try to figure out what his issue is. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds like exactly what I want.
Cool. Then why don't you start from the beginning? Tell us how you met Trevor and how that first date went.
Okay. Well, Trevor and I met on Match, and I thought he was a super cute guy, and he had a lot of personality. And what I really liked was that all of his profile pictures had him playing with dogs or goofing around with friends. Like, he looked super adventurous.
Uh-huh.
You could just tell, like, he has a good time and he's really fun.
Cool.
And then when we met, he was exactly, you know how sometimes they show up and they're not what they advertise?
Right.
But he was so much fun. And what I also liked was there was, like, layers behind it. Like, there was a depth to him. Because, you know, like, sometimes guys can be goofy or they're funny, and then you can't even have a meaningful conversation with them because
Right. They're
always
being goofy.
They're always on.
Yeah, or like trying to get a laugh instead of really trying, like they're performing for you instead of trying to like get to know you.
Yes.
Right.
So that wasn't him. Like, he was awesome. We had a really great conversation. He's the whole package, which to me is very sexy. So then we went to dinner at Season 52. We drank wine, not too much, but just the perfect amount. We talked, we laughed, and I hate it when people say this, but I felt a real connection with him.
Hmm.
So I should probably let you know, just to be straight up honest and everything, I'm a sexual person. I like sex a lot. I'm not ashamed of it, and if I feel it, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So I felt the connection with Trevor, and if I'm feeling it, I want to see, you know, like if we connect on all levels,
right,
before I put too much time in, because to me it's like one of the most important parts of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him home with me. I like to do it. I don't like to talk about it too much. So I don't want to say too many details, but I will tell you I had a very nice time, and he left at about 2:30. He hugged and kissed me goodbye.
Wow.
And he said, I will call you later. So I had no doubt that I'd see him again. So I guess that's why I just am, like, really confused and stuff.
Well, thank you for the honesty on your position about sex.
You're welcome.
And based on your night with him, you felt that there was chemistry between you two in that way.
Yeah,
physical
totally.
Chemistry. Yeah, so it was good. You were happy with that. And since it's such an important part of the equation for you, you know, you'd like to see him again, and you don't see any reason why you wouldn't hear from him again.
Right. I mean, I know guys will be like, no, I'll talk to you later. It's a busy week coming up, but it wasn't like that at all.
You didn't feel like you were being blown off.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Any other details we need to know about, since we're all being so honest?
I mean, he seemed satisfied. It's not like we didn't just go back to my place, hang out for 20 minutes, and then it wasn't like see it later. It was
Yeah. Like
we got back kind of early.
Okay.
So you spent a lot of quality time.
Lot of quality time.
Okay. All right.
We didn't even have to watch TV, so.
I'm sorry?
We didn't even spend time pretending to watch TV, so I thought that was a pretty good sign.
Unless there's anything else, Angela, what we're going to do is we're going to call him up and we're going to see what his deal is, see if he felt the same way about you, and if not, what his issue is, and whether or not there's a salvageable second date in this. So stick around. We'll take a break. We'll get the phone number from you, and we'll call Trevor next. Jeff and Jen at Q102. So Angela met this guy, Trevor, on Match, and what was great about what was initially appealing about Trevor is that he was photographed with all these dogs. He's hanging out with his friends. You know, looks like the all-American boy, good-looking dude. She finally meets this guy in person. He's as good-looking in person as he is in these photos. He has the charisma. He's got the charm. He can hold his own in a substantive conversation. So not only can he be funny and quirky and cool, but he also knows how to get real when necessary. And Angela made it clear that one of the most important components for her in a relationship is the sexual chemistry. She doesn't apologize for the fact that she loves sex. And if there's no chemistry, there's no sense in wasting time.
We get that, right?
Yep. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
So she took him home with her. And while she didn't go into too many details, she said that she had a great time. He left around 2:30 in the morning, gave her a hug, kissed her goodbye, said he would call her later. She was sure she would see this guy again because she felt they really connected on that physical level, and nothing.
Gone.
Yeah, so she is totally confused, understandably. And unless there's any other detail that we left out, Angela, we're just going to go ahead and call him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything, so you might as well.
All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, Trevor.
Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry, Trevor. It's Jeff and Jen and Fritch and Tim from the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. We all have you on speaker.
Hi.
Oh, man. Very cool. Very cool. What's up, guys?
You are. It sounds like you're at least familiar with our show if you're not a regular listener.
And I am a regular listener. Yeah.
Oh, even better. Thank you.
Great.
And
no, thank you, guys.
With that, we were hoping you would be open to doing a second date update with us.
Oh, not the coolest of cool, but oh, goodness, I have a sneaking suspicion.
I'm curious. Can you tell us who you think it is, and we'll compare notes?
I think it's this girl I met named Angela.
It is about Angela. It is about Angela.
Wow, man, it's the freakiest thing ever. Like, I don't know that I can even describe it with words.
What? Oh,
it's just some freaky.
Can you describe it with sounds?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be a little painful, perhaps. I like this girl, man. Like, you know, we met on Match, and like, just great profile, like super cool personality. You know, we went out, we talked, we had a great time, and she's got this, like, I don't know, like this, like, sexual energy, you know? She's just, there's something about her that's very just, I don't know, it's like mysterious, but it's pretty cool. And, you know, she's hot, super attractive. I mean, we just, you know, we had dinner, we had some wine, and she was getting me pretty worked up just over dinner.
Wow.
And then she said, oh, you know, like, I kind of want to take you home, and I was like, oh, okay, this is going well. And then she starts like talking to me about, yeah, I'm gonna take you home. I wanna tie you up and get you naked. And I'm like, oh, okay, the jackpot, you know?
Sure.
I got this hot girl. She wants to take me home, tie me up naked. All right,
let's go.
So, sign me up.
Yeah, right. So we get home. She ties me up, and then she blindfolds me. So now I'm like, all right, we're adding a layer of like freakiness to this. That's cool. I'm just going to go along, play along. But then everything just went quiet. I'm tied up. I'm naked. I'm blindfolded. And it's silent. And then this kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like this kind of weird new agey music. I mean, it was kind of cool, but it was like, am I at a massage? Or like, should I be meditating? I didn't know what was happening. And this went on for like 5 minutes. Like, she wasn't even in the room. It was just weird. And,
maybe she was prepping you. She's getting you in the mood. I don't know. Getting you to relax.
Gathering the necessities.
Yeah.
Getting you in the zone.
Well, guys, I'm getting a little nervous, you know, because it's kind of like I'm at somebody's house. We just met, like, and, you know, it's like an episode of Dexter.
Yeah, she's going to rob me. Yeah, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm adventurous and whatnot, but this is like, okay. But then she comes back in, and, like, she's talking to me, and she's kind of using this, like, really sexy, like, sexy voice. You know, And it's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, she starts like rubbing something on my chest. She's kind of, you know, rubbing something down below. But then this is where it gets freaky. And then I realize it's like shaving cream. She's like rubbing me down with shaving cream.
Oh, so not like a hot oil or something. It's just.
No.
What'd she do? Shave you?
Yeah. she shaved me, like bare. Like,
oh, for real?
Like from my neck down to my ass. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Like, just completely shaved.
What?
I would have freaked my
And what? How are you reacting? What are you doing this whole time?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think it happened in such a way that I just didn't know what the heck was going on. I was tied up. I was blindfolded. She was like taking her time, and she was like just this sexy talk the entire time. Like, I think I was in a state of shock. Like, I just had no idea what the heck was going on. I was like, I this is not what I planned when I went out this evening.
And she didn't warn you? She didn't say why she was doing it?
She didn't ask if it was okay.
What the plan was?
No, we never had a conversation like, hey, I'm going to tie you up and shave you. It was just like, this is what happened. And then, you know, she like cleans me up and then she b****ed me, all right? You know? Look, I'm not going to lie. Like, that was awesome. But then it was like, that happened. And next thing I know, she's got like this little blankie and she's just curled up next to me and she's like asleep. And it's like, okay, you just blindfolded me, tied me, you shaved me bare, and now you're just like asleep.
It's like full service.
All right. Well,
I think Jeff's over here thinking sounds like a good night to me.
It's a little different, but I would like to get Angela's response to this. Angela, you have been great at holding your tongue and allowing him to speak. We would love to hear your response.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because, like, he was totally allowed to speak the entire time I was doing that to him, and he never complained. He never even said, like, what are you doing? And it was like, I mean, everybody kind of knows what shaving cream smells like. I think, like, he knew right away what was going on. So right. He never said stop. I gave him a safe word. He didn't ever use it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What was it? Was it gazebo?
No, I don't even want to say what it is because I use it all the time and it's special. But
yeah, you don't want to ruin it.
It's weird to me because you seemed like
gazebo is now.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm muttering to myself.
We're
I'm
revealing Jeff's safe word.
That's
and he
not
gets,
a safe word.
His safe word is gazebo. And
that is so your safe word.
So are you into like a clean-shaven guy? Are you into the shaving process?
Yeah, what is the shaving about? I don't
Did you lift the right things
that.
In order to get the right things done?
I like to mix it up, and it was just sort of, you know, I go into my little closet of tricks, and it just was like the thing I felt like doing. I've done it before. Usually I've never had anyone have a problem with it.
Well, I'm not saying anybody has a problem with it. I'm just curious, like, what's the turn on?
Is there something really sexy about smooth skin?
There kind of is. It's like, you know, like swimmers have those like really great bodies and they always shave their. There's just something about like that contact of skin to skin, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Plus, right. Like hair in the mouth.
Are you a really hairy dude, Trevor, when you're not shaving?
No, I don't think I'm super hairy. I'm probably just like an average dude.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the thing is, too, if there was a safe word, I don't remember it. Because I think, honestly, I was just in a bit of a state of shock on this whole thing. Hmm. Obviously, you know, whatever. But the thing is, it's freaky because the problem is, like, now my hair is growing back.
I was going to say, is it getting itchy?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
It's itchy, and it's like I'm getting, like, some chafing, and I got ingrown hair. So it's just like... Hmm. Yeah, maybe there was, you know, that 1 or 2 days is like, okay, whatever, I got some smooth skin, and, you know, my are smooth, whatever, but it's like, now it's like it's uncomfortable. It's actually
sure.
quite miserable, you
right.
know? It's like I'm just constantly, you know, fidgeting because it's like, ah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So the shaving is off the table, but would you be open to maybe...
Something else from her bag of
yeah.
tricks?
I mean,
hell,
does
who
that
knows?
Mean you're out as far as Angela's concerned?
Yeah, I think I am. I don't think I can go out with somebody who, if that's our first date, that's our first experience together. It's a little too freaky for my taste. You know, it might work for some guys, and I know there's plenty of guys probably that are like, oh, I'll go on it. But it's just a little too freaky for me.
Not for you.
Okay.
Well, you know, we appreciate the honesty. Thank you for that.
I want to know if you used like a no-name brand two-blade. Did you use a Gillette disposable with the gel strip?
Were you able to do it all with just one?
Yeah.
No, I did it all with one, and I did it with a gel strip razor because, like, that's the most comfortable. That's what I like.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, the whole shaving thing. It is not for everybody.
That's a new one on me. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I think it would be terrifying,
though.
I would
have been crying.
Yes.
I can't even watch a Gillette commercial without, like, freaking out.
Yeah, but you're blindfolded and you're tied up, and then you hear...
Yeah.
You're like, what on earth?
Around my nipples?
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, Angela, thank you very much for putting yourself out there and coming on the show. And you've been very candid and honest and open. And we appreciate and we kind of admire it a little.
Yeah, you keep getting your freak on.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks. Or if, like, anybody calls in and they're interested on hearing this, put them in touch with me.
That happens sometimes.
If anyone's in need of a shave, give us a call.
Yep.
And we'll put you in touch with Angela. All right. Thank you so much, Angela. Take it easy.
Okay. Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So if you want us to do a second date update call for you, it's really easy. Just get a hold of us. 513-749-2320 or email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.